Sonic.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be a little bit of a follow-on from my top tips to get in shape for summer. So if you haven't checked out that episode, it's a couple of episodes back, go check it out. They are kind of my tips for things you can apply straight away to get into amazing shape for the summer. How to train, how to play around with your nutrition, what supplements to use that can help you get into better shape, whether it's to build muscle or drop a couple of pounds so that you look amazing in a bikini for a holiday. So definitely check that episode out. This episode, I'm going to focus a little bit more on how to look amazing for a holiday, or you can trade that in for an event. I know there's so many concerts going on in the summer. People have weddings, people have different races, things like the Galway races, and loads of different events that are on that you could apply this for. But I'm going to speak in the sense that as if you were prepping for a holiday, but you can use it interchangeably for just a specific event. So number one thing is, obviously, definitely check out that episode on all the things you need to do with your nutrition, your training, and your supplements in order to get lean. This is going to be kind of nearly a peak week, and what you can do the week before you go on holidays to look even better, so that you're actually sitting on the beach, or you're in Ibiza, or you're in Magaluf, or you're in Santa Ponsa, or you're just gone away with your partner, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, and you just want to look really good when you're away. This is what you're going to do the last week. This only works if you've been following a program and following a decent nutrition strategy up to this point. Again, doesn't matter what you were doing as such, but if you're somebody that's already out of shape and you're not content where you're at, I wouldn't apply this peak week logic, because it's a case of fixing the foundation first, and then this is going to move you from an 8 to a 9, or a 9 to a 10, or an 8 to a 10, depending on some people. So the main focus of this episode is how to look amazing and what you can do that last week before you go away in order to look incredible for your holiday. So the first thing that can work tremendously well for the majority of people is lowering your amount of carbohydrate intake that last week. So what I normally do is, if I was going away on a holiday on a Saturday or Sunday, I would start peaking for it on a Monday. So one of the things that has worked tremendously well with a lot of people that come through my Top 50 program, because I'm actually peaking a few people now that are coming through the program that want to look amazing when they go away, is cutting back carbohydrates so that you're able to be leaner when you go away. However, there's some people this won't work for. If you're someone that metabolizes carbs very, very fast and very, very quickly, and if you're someone that has that metabolism that burns up calories and carbohydrates like throwing paper on a fire, I wouldn't advise cutting back your carbohydrates for those people. But for the other 80-90% who are looking to look leaner and look their best when they go away, reducing your carbohydrate intake that week can work tremendously well. The reason for this is twofold. One, carbohydrates, because of the way that they're designed, when you consume them, they can pull more water underneath the muscle, which is brilliant for recovering from workouts, brilliant for increasing strength in some people because you're able to retain more water. However, it can make you a little bit more bloated. It's why some people have digestive issues with certain types of carbohydrates, and it means you may not look as good. And one of the things that diet and juices and shakes and bar diets are built off is the reduction in carbohydrate, because of the amount of weight you will drop in a very relatively short period of time, because there's no carbohydrate there, which means you'll reduce a lot of water, which means you'll look significantly leaner. So if you go on a juice diet for a week and a detox for a week and you lose, you know, 2-3 kilo, that's because your body's pulled out so much water because you've got no carbohydrate underneath the cell. So that can manifest itself in you looking significantly leaner for a short period of time. It's when people do this over the long term that things like your ghrelin, your leptin, your satiation hormones, your hunger hormones, basically the hormones that tell you you're full and tell you you're hungry, they get down regulated if you do it for long periods of time. It's why I'm so anti long term juice diet, anti extreme fasting, because it doesn't work for people with body composition over the long period. It can actually be quite detrimental for your health as well, not to mention the psychological effects of the rebound back. However, over short periods of time, it can work very well for some people. But in this context, what I would do is, you're still going to consume enough calories, you're still going to consume good amounts of protein, you're still going to consume good quality fats, you're just going to pull back your carbohydrates. So what I would do from Monday to Friday before you go away is reduce back your carbohydrate intake. If you're someone that's been having carbs with 3 or 4 meals, start scaling that back and increasing your fats, your healthy fats, your almond butter, your natural peanut butter, your olive oil, your coconut oil, your MCT oil, your caprylic acid, your oily fish, all of these sources, flaxseed oils, pumpkin seeds, start increasing your fats and keeping your calories at whatever your normal maintenance was. So if you're eating 2,500 calories, I would pull back your 100 grams of carbs and then refuel it back in with fats to make up your calorie intake so that you don't completely flatten out and that you don't get an upset metabolism from just cutting your calories back to 800 calories. That you're still making up the amount of calories, you're just retaining back and pulling back the carbohydrate intake so that you're able to be leaner when you go away. So that's the first thing I would do. There's also another thing that can work tremendously well, depending on the training program you're following, is having your carbs at insulin sensitive times. One of my favorite time to have carbohydrate meals is at insulin sensitive times. For any of those who don't know what insulin sensitivity means, it effectively just means the times when your body is more going to use your carbohydrates more efficiently as a fuel source and is less likely to channel it back to the liver and then the excess gets stored to bad body fat. People with insulin resistance, which is the opposite then, are the people that can't use carbohydrates for energy and they basically just get shuttled straight into fat stores. A lot of people that are very, very overweight or very, very obese have insulin resistance. It means that they eat carbohydrates and don't get the energy from the food and it gets shuttled into fat cells. It's why people that are overweight and obese tend to really, really struggle with energy levels, particularly on a high carbohydrate high carbohydrate diet, where someone that's a fitness person can have a high carbohydrate diet, and even though they might feel a bit watery and a bit bloated, they've got loads of energy. That's because your body is utilizing those carbohydrates for energy. That's all they do. There is no essential carbohydrate. There's essential fatty acids from fats. One essential means your body can't make it by itself. You need to consume it from a food or a supplement. There's essential amino acids from protein, but there's no essential carbohydrate. Effectively, with the exception of some of the vitamins and minerals that carbohydrates have, it's mainly to give your body energy. That's their job. So for that week, when you're trying to get leaner, scaling back your carbohydrates can start pulling some of that water out. And I'll talk more about how to play with your water as well. And this in combination can work tremendously well for making you look better and peaking before you go away. And again, this works, as I said, works very well for people that are going to festivals or just want to peak in general and look great for an event. So it doesn't matter. As I said, I'm using holiday interchangeably, but you can change it for whatever it is that you're trying to look amazing for. So from Monday to Friday, scale back your carbohydrate intake. This is going to be relative to the nutritional plan you're following. For example, if there was somebody in my program following 250 grams of carbs, we'd probably scale them back to 100 grams of carbs. If there was somebody else, and there is one girl that's going through, she was on 120 grams of carbs, we scaled her back to 30 grams of carbs. So again, it's very, very relative to each person. You don't have to go to zero, some will. And people that work very, very well off fats and metabolize fats very well can go to zero carbohydrate and still feel incredible and look incredible. For example, I've spoken on the podcast before about how some people metabolize carbohydrates better than fats, and knowing that's very, very important. For example, I metabolize fats very well. I can drop my carbohydrates to zero, and as long as my fats stay high, I feel amazing. My body composition looks really good. My brain is functioning and my cognitive ability is good, and I feel really, really good with energy levels. And then the reverse happens if I do it with carbohydrates. If I go high carbohydrate and drop my fats low, I start to feel watery, I start to feel sluggish, my energy levels drop, and my brain cognition and everything doesn't function as well. So I know myself that I function much better off higher fats and lower carbohydrates. Again, you can shift this depending on the training program you're following. If you're doing a lot more metabolic conditioning, if you're in season for a sport, you're going to manipulate your carbohydrate intake. But generally, people will work better off one or the other, even though it can kind of shift and change depending on the amount of insulin sensitivity in the training program you're following. But it's very important to know which one you metabolize better. I've used Paul as an example. Paul, who came through my mentorship program, Paul is a good example of somebody who works very well off carbohydrates. He can drop his fats very low, and as long as he keeps his carbohydrates at 300, 400, 500 grams, he feels amazing. But the flip happens if he drops them very, very low. He gets very, very low energy levels. He gets his mental and brain cognition tends to drop, and he's harder to hold a conversation with because he metabolizes carbohydrates so much better than I do. So it's a good contrast to find out what you work better off. You can experiment if you're going away in 3 or 4 weeks, experiment for 2-3 days. Try dropping your carbohydrates back really low to say 50 grams, maybe 70 grams, and increase your fats and see how you feel. If you feel so much better when your fats are higher and your carbs are low, you probably metabolize fats better. The reverse will happen if you start to decline, your energy levels slump, your energy in the gym isn't great, and your actual mental cognition and your capacity to think reduces. You're probably someone who functions better off higher carbohydrates. So it's a little test that you can apply straight away that can work for a lot of people. So my advice would be, assuming that you're not someone who works incredibly well off carbohydrates, reduce those back for the week from Monday to Friday at insulin-sensitive times. If you're, again, depending on your training program, if you're doing a very high-intense training program, have them post-workout or have them first thing in the morning and then scale them back throughout the rest of the day. Again, the number is going to be relative depending on the program you're following, but my advice would be is to make sure that you tailor it to you. So if you're eating 500 grams of carbs now, don't go to 50 grams of carbs for a week because you're going to really struggle for energy levels, even if you're making it up with fats. But if you're at 500, go back to 250, see how you feel. If you're at 250, go to 100. If you're at 100 grams of carbs, try scaling it back to 50 or to zero and see how your body feels. And that's going to work tremendously well in terms of changing your body composition, pulling some of that extra water out, and just helping you look leaner for when you go away on your holiday. Okay, so the next one is a water load or a water cut. So this came into my Snapchat recently, BrianK019. So I open up my Snapchat as often as I can for Q&As back and forth. So if you're not following me on there, I definitely recommend checking out my Snapchat. It's probably my most active platform at the minute. So BrianK019. But basically, could he use a water load and a water cut to look amazing for a night out? So I'm going to expand on it here and talk about it in the context of a holiday or a festival or an event. Because you can definitely manipulate water to look really good and peak to look amazing for a holiday, providing you do it correctly. There's a little bit of the case that a small bit of knowledge is dangerous, because people are aware that fitness models, bodybuilders, bikini girls, people doing photo shoots manipulate water to move from a 9 to a 10 or go from 80% to 95 or 100%. And that's true. But when you use it in the context of dehydrating water and then going out and drinking alcohol, which effectively dehydrates your body as well, that can be a recipe for disaster. So I'm going to talk about how to do it safely, how to just manipulate your water so that you look better, and how to not overdo it if you plan to go drinking when you land away on a holiday, or you plan to go to a festival, or you plan to go an event. Because in the context of a photo shoot or a show, people will cut their water completely so that they can pull out that subcutaneous water underneath the muscle so they can look leaner or more ripped or bigger on stage. But in the case of just looking great for a holiday, there's a safe way of doing it. The number one thing is to increase your water gradually at the start of the week and then start to decrease it as the week goes on, and then half it the day you plan to go away, and then go out and have your few drinks that night so that you don't do it and your body and liver doesn't completely rebel against you. The reason that loading water, which effectively in this context, and I've tried, as somebody that traveled the world as a competitive fitness model, I've literally tried every sort of water load and water cut you can think of. What I have found has worked best for me and the people that are coming through my top 50 program, and the people I peaked last summer, and the people I peaked for events earlier on in the year, is whatever your normal intake is, go 1 or 2 liters above that for the 5 days before you go away. So for example, if you're used to drinking 3 liters every day, go to 4 liters or go to 5 liters of clean water. I normally do Volvic or Evian, but any clean spring water that doesn't have any fluoride or doesn't have any shit, so stay away from tap water, that's gonna flush out your system and clear out any excess water that your body's holding on to. Water can work as an incredible natural diuretic, which means it can get the excess water that's in your body out by increasing it. So what I would do is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I would have an extra liter or an extra 2 liters of water on all of those days with a good clean water. The only thing I would advise is make sure you're near a toilet for this. I remember when I did my first photo shoot, I was working as a primary school teacher at the time, and I was side hustling as a fitness model and competing. And I remember literally running out of my classroom like every half an hour when I increased my water. Now I doubled it, which was a mistake on me, and it actually didn't make me look any better. So I went from drinking 4 liters to 8 liters, and I was running in and out of the classroom the whole time. I remember my kids were looking at me going, "What is Mr. Keane doing?" And I was like, I've got to go to the toilet again. So that was something that I learned from my mistakes. That doesn't necessarily work that well. And the difference, the marginal gain, the slight difference that it made isn't worth the trade-off of the discomfort and running out of the toilet every 2 minutes, because you actually don't look that much different on the other side when you increase it by 1 or 2 liters than when you double it. So my advice would be to, with your carbohydrates being reduced and your water being increased, what's going to happen is on Tuesday you're going to feel a little bit bloated, a little bit more watery than normal, and then you end up tricking your body into thinking that it's going to get that intake of water. That's how a water load and a water cut works from an actual physical and physiological level, is when you consume for 3-4 days extra water, say 4 or 5 liters, your body now thinks that that's the amount of water it's going to get. So now when you cut it back to your normal intake, it keeps pissing out and keeps urinating, and you keep getting out the excess water because your body and brain thinks it's going to get an extra 2 liters every single day. That's how you get the extra subcutaneous water out from underneath the muscle. That's how it works. You're basically just tricking your brain into thinking that it's getting extra water, and then when you cut it back to its normal intake or half your normal intake, you keep urinating, you keep going to the bathroom, and it pulls that extra water out, which can make you look way leaner. So my advice would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, go increase your water by 1 liter or 2 liters. Have your carbohydrates cut back. Avoid any processed foods or any sodium-rich ingredients during this time as well, because what can happen is if you've got too much sodium, and processed foods by their nature have either additives or preservatives, and there's normally a lot of sodium added to those foods, that can make you feel disgusting when you water load, because that sodium means that it's going to hold on to the water. So instead of flushing it out like you want to do, you end up holding on to it and feel really bloated and watery. So be very, very careful not to take those foods during that time as well. So your first thing is going to be reducing back your carbohydrates. Your next thing is going to be your water load on a Thursday. On the Friday, then I would go back to half your normal amount. So if you were normally drinking 3 liters, I would normally drink about 1.5 liters on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, when you're going away, just drink your water as normal, and you're going to continuously go to the bathroom throughout the entire day. And then by the time you land in Magaluf or at the festival or Santa Ponza or Rome or the US or wherever you go, that Saturday evening, you're probably going to look your best, because you'll have continually gone to the bathroom during the day. Your brain still thinks it's getting 5 liters, even though you've cut it back to 1.5 or 2 liters. And your body will look so much leaner as a result. So that's effectively how a water load works. The next thing I would add in there to speed up that process is vitamin C. Vitamin C is probably one of the most powerful natural diuretics you can use, and can help get out any extra water that's underneath the muscle or that's underneath the skin. So I would advise, again, it's body weight dependent, but normally 1 gram every 3 hours or so, or with each meal, works tremendously well for nearly everybody on most body weights. Do not go over and go excess in it, because too much vitamin C alongside nearly every other vitamin is going to be toxic to the body. But within that realm of 5 to 10 grams spaced out through the day is normally a very safe amount to use, and works incredibly well as a diuretic. I would just avoid the one that is like the dissolvable caps that have a load of preservatives and additives to it as well, because that's not going to support you. You'll actually do the reverse. Those preservatives are actually going to make your body hold on to the water. So I would advise just getting the powder or getting a capsule that is just pure vitamin C, and then add that in from the Monday and do that right up until you go away on the Saturday. Okay, and the next tip is a training tip. So what I do with my people in my Top 50 program that are planning to go away and that want to kind of step it up to that next level, on week 3 and week 6 of my Top 50 program, for the people in the advanced version — there's a beginner, intermediate, and advanced version, there's different versions, home workouts, gym workouts, gender-based, it depends on each person's goals — but for the people that are in the advanced version of the program, on week 3 and week 6, I pull out cardio and I add in finishers in order to send your metabolism to the next level. So something that can work very well is adding in finishers in place of your cardio the week before you go. So you end up what effectively becomes nearly strategically overtraining before you go, knowing safe in the knowledge that you're not going to be training as hard when you actually get on holidays. And there's two ways to do this. One is to include very, very high intense finishers, where effectively just combinations of movements between weights, plyometrics, or body weight, where you're working for high volume, you're working for a lot of tension, you're elevating your heart rate very, very high to 80, 90% of its max, and you're working for a lot of tension on the muscle. Again, one of my favorites is picking 2 movements, doing 25 reps of each 4 times for time, so that you're doing like 100 reps on each, and you're getting your heart rate very, very high, and you're burning a lot of lactic acid, you're burning a lot, tearing a lot of fibers in the muscle, so it burns and it sears. So what you can do by moving this into the week before you go, or doubling up your training session so you end up training twice, can strategically overtrain your body, knowing that you're going to get a week or 2 weeks out the other side that you're going to be resting or just doing some walks on the beach, or maybe some 20-minute workouts in your bedroom or hotel room or on the beach or whatever it is that looks like for you. So that's what I do personally. I will do. It's called strategic overtraining. It's where you intentionally move your body to the state of overtraining, knowing it's going to recover out the other side. How I do it, again, varies depending on my time. If it falls on a week that isn't exceptionally busy, I will normally do 2 40-minute sessions. I'll do one first thing in the morning, and I'll do another one again in the PM, and I'll do that for the 5 days before I go, or for the 4 days, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday before I go, and a single session on the Friday, and then leave on the Saturday, and I normally take a week, 10 days or 2 weeks off the other side, or I'll just do some body weight movements or a run on the beach or something to that effect. That's worked very well for me. I've had other clients, because of time restrictions, and I've also done this myself, is where they keep their finishers in. So the finishers we include in the program, there's a ladder finisher where it's climbing up from threes and reps of three on three movements. The other one is 25 reps of each move where they're jumping back and forth. Again, depends on the gender, depends on the version of the program, depends on each person's specific goals. But what can work very well is that can move your body, especially if you've been doing those 2 weeks back to back. That can put your body into nearly a mild state of overtraining, which when used strategically well, can balance you out the other side. So it means when you go on holidays and your body is still repairing and you've done incredibly hard training sessions all that previous week, on the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're still repairing. So on the Wednesday or Thursday when you're away and you haven't trained for 4 days, you end up looking your best because your body's repaired those fibers, it's repaired the cells, and because of the relaxing actual amount of cortisol that you're releasing, you're chilling out on the holidays, you're going seeing things that you want to see, or you're lying on the beach or by a pool. All of these things can manifest itself into your body repairing and recovering at 100%, which means you end up looking better on the Tuesday or Wednesday than you did the previous week when you were bursting yourself in the gym. So that's something that can work very strategically well. That one you do not have to apply. You're going to see enough of a change with just carbohydrates and water, but that is the thing that can move you from a 9 to a 10 that I personally apply. And for the people that are advanced in my top 50 program, that has worked very, very well for them. So it's the reason that I'm sharing it here. Okay, and the last thing then is I would cut all of your cheat meals 10 days out from when you plan to go on holidays. I'm assuming, and I'm in this bracket as well, that when you go on holidays, you're a little bit more lenient with your diet. Again, it varies person to person. I've had people come through my top 50 program that we put strategies in place that they've had complete free days and they've just got back on track when they came back after a week. I've had others that they've done 80-20 where they've kept it semi-clean through the day and then had a complete free meal every evening, and that can work very well for some people. Again, it depends on the person, the personality type, and each person's specific goals and the level they're at. But something that has worked very well for me is cutting your cheat meals 10 days out in the knowledge that you're going to be more lenient when you go away. And two things can happen here. One is you're obviously cutting out any sodium or extra sugar and extra glucose and all the other stuff that your body doesn't necessarily need when you're going to get it in 10 days when you go away. That can help you stay on track. It can help you keep your motivation high because you can physically see your body responding through the reduction of sodium, the reduction of sugars that are in your body, the dopamine resistance that can come from too much sugar, so you end up feeling better about the way you look. All of these side things can really, really help in terms of just staying on track, knowing that you're going away in a week, 10 days. The flip side, and the way I love to use it the best, is cheat meals work incredibly well strategically as refeeds for people, particularly if you've been dieting hard and you've been training really hard. Using a strategic cheat meal can rev up your metabolism and send everything to the next level. Because what happens is when you go into a state of where you've been training really hard and dieting really hard, your metabolism can start to slow down, and having a refeed, I like to use a metabolism and picture it like a fire. That fire can start to decrease if you're training too much and dieting too hard, but then chucking a free meal on it that has sodium or sugar or whatever that free meal is for you can get that fire burning brightly again. And then using that strategically when you go away on your Saturday or Sunday after you've gone away on holidays, that can send your metabolism into the next level. So on top of all the repair, all the recovery that you're doing on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday while you're away, you've also elevated your metabolism when you left the country and went on holidays or went to the festival or went to the event. So you end up looking better because of that refeed, because of that elevation in metabolism. So it buys you 3 or 4 days of doing nothing because you've increased that metabolism while you're away in another country or at your festival or at your event. So that's kind of my favorite way of using it. So I did generally cut it 10 days to 14 days out beforehand and then have it as soon as I go away, or have it the Sunday or Monday, whatever it is, that whatever day you land in the country, go out for a meal with your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, moment, or you end up having a few drinks at a festival, or you end up having a pizza in an event. I'm not a pizza guy. I always go for something sugary, but some people will have a pizza at an event or at the wedding or whatever it is that you were looking forward to. And that can end up actually make you look better because your body hasn't had that spike for 2 weeks or 10 days before the event. So that's just an extra thing that can again move you from a 9 to a 10. But when you add them all up, they can really, really peak your physique before you go on holidays so you look your absolute best. So the main take home is, with reduction in carbohydrates and a water load and a water cut, can do a lot for changing your body composition or making you look leaner and making you look better before you go away. Manipulating your training, adding in finishers or doubling up your sessions for metabolism can work tremendously well as something to spike it to the next level. And then reducing back your cheat meals and scaling that back and then having it when you go away can again move you from a 9 to a 10 or an 8 to a 10, depending on how many things you're adding in all at one time. So they're all marginal gains, basically mean they all move you to the next level. They work as a Lollapalooza effect. When you add them all together, you get the best results. But again, pick and choose what's going to work best for you and how badly you want to look a certain way, assuming that you've worked hard up to this point. As I said, this isn't going to work if you're already pretty overweight or you're not in shape and you haven't been following the plan or you haven't been following a nutritional strategy and you haven't been doing things. This isn't going to change your composition. However, if you've been doing the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks of a good program, eating well, this can move you from one level to another. And it's just a couple of tips that I use with people in my top 50. It's things that I use myself when I plan to go away on holidays. So hopefully it'll help you, everyone here that's looking to basically peak for an event, a festival or a holiday in the summer period. Okay, massive thank you for listening. For more information on me or my top 50 or GA lean body program, head over to the website, www.briankeenfitness.com. My Facebook, YouTube and Instagram is all Brian Keen Fitness. My Snapchat, BrianK019, which is my most active platform at the minute. Definitely check that out if you're not on it. And thank you to Cullum over at Voxonic, who puts together and edits all my podcasts. And again, thank you for downloading. Hope you have an amazing holiday. Enjoy.